Hello and welcome to the Fantasy Football Portal podcast. I'm Jamie Smith and today I'm going to be talking to you about roles and scoring in daily fantasy football games. Every fantasy game has their own set of unique rules, as well as a method for working out how points are scored. But the good news is that most of them are very similar and they typically only have small cosmetic changes between them. For the purposes of the Fantasy Football Portal podcast today, I'll mainly be talking about daily fantasy football games, although I might mention seasonal leagues at certain points too. It's also worth noting that this podcast is mainly aimed at people who are beginners to daily fantasy football, but if you have got some experience playing these games already, stay tuned and there'll be some useful hints and advice along the way. Let's get started by going through the basic rules of a typical daily fantasy football game. As I mentioned right at the start of the Fantasy Football Portal podcast, each daily fantasy football game has its own set of rules, but most sites tend to operate in a pretty similar way. To play daily fantasy football, you'll be joining tournaments to compete against other players from all over the world. If you're playing a paid game where you have to buy in with an entry fee, then the prize money will be split among the top performing players on the leaderboard. Of course, the website will be taking a cut of the prize money as well. It all depends how many players are in a tournament, how many users will get a payout. However, as a rough guide, it's likely that if there are around 100 people taking part in a tournament, about 15 of those players would expect to get a cash prize once all of the fixtures have been completed. Tournaments tend to be settled within about an hour of the end of the last match, but in the event of a scoring query, this can be extended for up to a day. However, in the vast majority of cases, daily fantasy football players can expect to see their winnings in their accounts very shortly after the end of a tournament. This is one of the main reasons why playing daily fantasy games are so appealing. You get your money back straight away. In some tournaments, players are allowed to pick multiple teams to increase their chances of winning the big cash prizes. However, for free roll events where there's no entry fee to pay, it's typically the case that only one team can be selected. It wouldn't really be fair if you could pick 10 different teams and pay nothing. We'll be covering team selection and tournament lobbies in more detail in another Fantasy Football Portal podcast. So if you're interested in learning more about those areas of fantasy games, look out for that on the site. One of the key differences between seasonal fantasy football and the daily games is that in daily fantasy football, you will typically not get the chance to trade players. This is due to the fact that games only take place over the course of a single day, or in some cases a game week of a couple of days, while bench players are not a factor in daily games either. Daily fantasy football games can be hugely fun to watch in real time. This is due to the fact that the scoring update is live, so you can see exactly how your team is performing and whether or not you are in the running to win a tournament or pick up a cash prize. However, daily fantasy football providers stress that the live scoring information is not necessarily going to match up with the final scores. This is as details might need to be amended later in the game. To give you an example of why this could be the case, think about when a striker takes a shot that goes in off a defender. The goal is likely to initially be credited to the striker, but later it could well end up being reassigned as an own goal for the defender. This would mean that the points of the striker and the defender would both be affected. As in seasonal fantasy football, in daily fantasy football games, you will usually get the chance to name one of your players as the captain, earning you double points. The choice of captain you make can be the difference between winning cash prizes and missing out, so it's arguably the most important part of your team selection. There's lots of information and tips about picking your captain right here on Fantasy Football Portal if you want more advice before you get started with picking your team and particularly selecting your captain. That's pretty much everything you need to know about the rules of daily fantasy football games. So for the second half of the Fantasy Football podcast today, I'm going to move on and talk about how scoring works and how to maximise your chances of winning. Much of scoring in daily fantasy football works in a similar way to seasonal games. You'll earn points for goals and assists scored by your players, as well as the clean sheets and penalty saves that they make, and so on. However, there are a few key differences that you should be keeping in mind when you are selecting your teams. Tackles and interceptions are often both awarded points. This helps to level the playing field between attackers and defenders in fantasy football. It's therefore just as important to take time when selecting defenders for your daily fantasy football sides as it is when you are choosing your forwards. Crosses and shots on target will often also give your player a point, while winning a penalty is another of the plays that can earn points for your side. Shots that are cleared off the line also result in your team getting extra points on some daily fantasy football games, As I've said already, all daily fantasy football games have their own slightly different scoring methods, but they're all pretty much similar. As taking shots at goal is so richly rewarded in daily fantasy football games, it can therefore be wise to select players who are well known for having a lot of strikes at goal in every match. In some daily fantasy football games, but not in all of them, so it's worth taking a couple of minutes to check the scoring rules for your chosen provider, you'll also get a points boost for each one of your players that is involved in a win for their team. Just as in seasonal fantasy football, your players in daily fantasy football games can also lose points, potentially costing you the big money cash prizes at the end of the tournament. As in seasonal fantasy football, own goals will result in a points deduction, while giving away a free kick or a penalty is likely to cost your team points too. Yellow and red cards are punished even more harshly in daily fantasy football than they are in the seasonal game, so take particular care to check the disciplinary records of your team before you are ready to enter a tournament. Finally, on this Fantasy Football Portal podcast about the rules and scoring of daily fantasy football, I'm going to take a bit of time to talk you through the different tournament options that are available to join. To take the Fanaments Daily Fantasy Football site as an example, there's a number of different tournament types that you can play to win cash prizes. The standard daily fantasy football game is the most popular option on most websites offering daily fantasy football games. This works in exactly the same way as a seasonal game, but instead of competing over the course of a season, you're playing over the course of a single game week, or sometimes just a single day. Heads up play allows you to face up against a single player to take the full pot. This game mode can be a fantastic type of tournament to pick if you want to take on a friend, a work colleague, or a member of your family, for example. A lot of daily fantasy football providers also allow you to set up your own tournaments, which will be an excellent way to take on your mates for bragging rights and, of course, cash. Finally, 50-50 tournaments are a great way to build up your balance if you are quite new to the world of daily fantasy football. This game mode works by dividing up the prize money between exactly half of the entrants, meaning 50% of the players who enter get double their entry fee back. Big cash prizes tend to be up for grabs in the other game modes, particularly in standard daily fantasy football tournaments, but 50-50 games are a great way to get a feel for daily fantasy games. For example, if you paid €1 to enter a daily fantasy football tournament that was a 50-50 game and you finished in the top 50% of the players, you would get €2 back. As I mentioned earlier in the podcast, tournaments are usually settled quite soon after all the matches have been completed, so you'll see any winnings that you've won back in your account quite rapidly. If there is a debate over where points should be assigned, it can sometimes take up to 24 hours for a tournament to be settled, but this is quite rare. In the vast majority of cases, the tournament leaderboard is settled within an hour of the last match being completed. That's everything you need to know about rules and scoring in daily fantasy football. You should now be ready to start playing daily fantasy football games and competing for big cash prize money. Hopefully you've found this Fantasy Football Portal podcast informative, but if you want even more information about rules and scoring, check out the Fantasy Football Portal website, which has lots of advice, tips and tricks to get the most out of your daily fantasy football experience. If you're completely brand new to daily fantasy football, there's also a walkthrough on site that uses the Fanaments Daily Fantasy Football website. It shows you the lobby and the team selection screen to make sure you're completely comfortable with how you need to go about selecting your teams. Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Football Portal podcast. Goodbye.